Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Now, the first thing I want to do, people are going to say, Niall, you've done this before.
I know. But I think it's really, really important. And I think we're heading down a very dangerous road. As the population gets bigger and more people become dog owners. And by the way, being a dog owner is a wonderful thing. Dogs are amazing pets. Some dogs I like, some dogs I greatly dislike. I just don't think they're attractive looking dogs, apart from anything else. I just don't find them nice. But, you know, we all have our different tastes and some people like different types of dogs. But this story is in the Irish Independent Times in the Sunday World over the weekend. And I'm reading here from the Irish Independent. And the headline says, Grandmother tells how grandson 4 screamed in agony as vicious pit bull dragged him around the street. Adele Kenny said, fear will live with her grandson Parker after the incident. Gardaí have launched an investigation following the attack in Crumlin in Dublin. And the grandmother has described how her 4-year-old grandson screamed in agony as the vicious pit bull dragged him around the street like a rag doll in an attack which left him in hospital. Adele Kenny said the dog that carried out the attack on her grandson Parker in Crumlin is still at large and she fears it will attack another child. The dog was dragging him all over the street, she said. It'll take him the rest of his life to get over it. I'd say he'll have that fear for the rest of his life, she said. And the Gardaí, as I said, have launched an investigation following the incident which happened last October and later called to the home of the apparent owners to seize the animal. But the people in the house said the animal wasn't there anymore. Adele said that in recent days she saw the owners going back into their house with dog food and now fears the vicious pit bull could be back in the area again. In other words, they lied to the guards. She revealed how the dog, which she described as a bully-type breed, had been causing a nuisance in the locality last year and an earlier incident nicked Parker and tried to attack others who were walking by. Parker was out on his push bike and her partner went to call him for his dinner and he heard screaming. When he looked up the road, he saw the dog was hanging onto the child's shoulder. He called for me. He screamed, Adele, the dog has him. She said her partner saw the dog hanging out of Parker's arm and rushed over to his aid. The owner and his friend, who called to the house, also ran over to help get the dog off him. Luckily, the young fella, the owner's friend, was there to get the dog off him because it could have been 10 times worse. Parker was distraught and Adele brought him back towards their house. When the child was coming in, I noticed holes in his tracksuit top. I pulled off the top and saw the bite injuries to his arm and his back. And there were teeth marks in his arm and the back of him. I screamed when I took off his top. They rushed him to the hospital due to the seriousness of the injuries and he had bite and scratch marks all over his shoulder and arm. And looking at the pictures, he got a number of stitches and he'll have a lot of scars, unfortunately. But, you know, people, when I don't want to talk about the particular incident and hopefully we'll get to talk to his granny. She'll probably come on with us tomorrow night. But I wanted to preempt that and talk about, you know, particular breeds of dog. Every dog equally is likely to bite. Actually, little terriers are probably most likely to bite you. I think the most common dog breed for biting was actually a collie last year or the year before, I can't remember. But here's the difference. If a little terrier or a Jack Russell or something like that bites you, you might have a bit of a bite, you might end up with a couple of stitches, and that'll be the end of it. And you'll get them off you pretty quickly with a smack. But if a pit bull or a bull breed, as they call them, bull mastiffs, Staffordshire pit bull or Staffordshire bull breed, or any of those bull breeds attack you, they are very powerful dogs. I'm not suggesting they're more likely to attack you, but if they do, they're powerful dogs. They're bred for fighting. That's what these scumbags breed them for a lot of the time, is for fighting. So is it time we got rid of them? I'm not suggesting a cull, by the way, before anybody starts getting on their high horse and giving out shite and texting and saying, oh, no, I have one of those dogs, can't kill me, dog. I'm not suggesting that. But that we license breeders who breed them, and only in very rare circumstances should they be bred. But I don't even think that should be possible, to have a special license for them or something like that. But do you believe, I mean, I remember going back a few years ago, there was a councillor in County Meath said that certain breeds of dogs are just not family pets. And he was castigated for saying it. It's not the breed, it's the owners. And I'm going, I agree with you a lot of the time. It is the owners. Sadly for this particular breed of dog, particularly the Staffordshire Bull Terrier, I'm not saying all of the owners, but a lot of them are people who have very odd reasons, nefarious reasons for wanting to own a dog. It's an extension of their own manhood, or womanhood as the case may be. So I want to know, should we breed them out? That means you ban the breeding of the dog, which means in 14 years' time, because that's roughly the lifespan of an animal, a dog, there will be no more of them. And we have to look at statistics, because that's the way it works. Thankfully, in Ireland, we've had a lot of attacks. Only recently, last year, a young boy as well was savaged by one of these dogs and left in a very bad way. But we have to look at, and I can use the UK. I'm going to use a bigger sample size, obviously. In the United States, for example, breed or bull breeds are responsible for more fatalities than every other breed put together. I'm looking at the UK here, okay? And if I go back to the UK, and I can go right back to 1999. But I won't do that. I'll go a little bit forward. And I'll go up to 2000, and the latest they have here is 2020. All right? And fatalities, we're talking about, where people died. Most of the people that die are under the age of 10. All right? And here's the first one, Staffordshire Bull Terrier. In Manchester, in England, the coroner recorded a narrative conclusion that Jonathan died as a result of injuries sustained from a Staffordshire Bull Terrier. German Shepherd is the next one. Staffordshire Bull Terrier, Birmingham, West Midlands. American Bulldog, American Bully, Staffordshire Bull Terrier, American Bully, British Bulldog, Husky, Staffordshire Bull Terrier, American Bully, Rottweiler, Cane Corso, whatever that is, I've never heard of one of those, Staffordshire Bull Terrier, American Bully, American Bully, American Bully, Staffordshire Bull Terrier, American Bully. You see a pattern emerging here, don't you? Now remember, of course, there is a slight difference between the two dogs. Genetically, there is a difference. Staffordshire Bull Terriers are a genetic blend of bulldogs, mastiffs and terriers, while pit bulls or American Bull Terriers contain the genes of their bulldog and terrier forebearers. Both breeds were originally bred for the purpose of bullfighting and dogfighting. However, Staffordshire Bull Terriers are energetic and good-natured, generally speaking, but they are just as powerful. So, is it time we got rid of bull breeds when we see statistically they are responsible for most fatalities and serious injuries? So let me know what you think. Yes, we should, or no, we shouldn't. And would you keep one as a family pet if you had children? Let me go to Gavin first. The number, by the way, is 087-188-0008. Maybe you have one. Let us know. Have you got young children around us? 087-188-0008. Let me just go to Gavin. Gavin, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Gavin?
How's things, pal? Long time no talk. To how's things?
Thanks, Gavin. Thanks very much indeed for coming on. Gavin, I mean, would you have one of these dogs if you had young children?
Listen, no, the reason why, no, I wouldn't. And the issue here is, you know, I'm from Finglas. So when it comes to these dogs, there is a lot of these dogs out in this area, you know. These dogs are all over Dublin and there's a lot of them, right? Pit bulls, American pit bulls. And the fact of the matter is, Noel, the truth behind these dogs is that during COVID, people were breeding them because you could sell them for a lot of money. You pay $4,000 for some of these dogs, $10,000.
Yeah.
Like, don't know where you get the money from it, but people are paying that sort of money for it, right? But these dogs in America, and the American pit bull in general, is trained mainly to attack people. That's what people train them for. They're just vicious things. They have them in dog boys. Now, if a dog is brought up properly and all that, it can be tame, grand, brilliant. But if you have a pit bull, it should be on a muzzle. So a lot of them are walking them around the streets all over Dublin. Even in town, I've seen people with these dogs, and they've no muzzle on them. And I know the dog, you could walk over and rub it and that, but if that dog attacks you, that's it. It's game over. These particular dogs are renowned for going straight for the neck. They're trained. They go straight for the jugular, and they lean up. So it actually, would people listening, if an American pit bull or a pit bull, Staffordshire Terrier, ever comes to attack you, don't turn around and don't put your hands out. Because believe it or not, if you put your hand out, the dog uses your arm as a lever. They're trained that they jump, lean over your arm, and that's how they come into your neck. So you're actually better off keeping your hands down by your side when one of these dogs come near you. I don't think they're safe for their own kids, personally.
Yeah.
A lot of people have them. I wouldn't have one. I have a Jack and Maltese, Jack Russell, and I'm not a fan of them particular dogs. But people I know have them, but I always say they should have a muzzle on them. When you say, I don't think there should be any more of them in Ireland, I don't think Like, you know, we've been always famous for like Jack Russells, Alsatians, Collies, you know, Labradors. These are the sort of dogs that were in Ireland. Now I'm seeing pit bulls and the Akita, the Japanese Akita dog. They're another bit, like, vicious dog. Like, you know, like they actually call the Akita the one dog, one owner, which means usually, like, say you're a dad in the house, the dog just bows to you. That them dogs turn on you, that's it, it's game over.
I'm looking here online of fatalities by dog bites for the last, from 2005 to 2017, right? And this is the total amount all over, and I'm assuming this is all across the world, right? Because it's a worldwide figure, right? And huskies are responsible for 3% of fatalities. Mastiffs are responsible for 3.2% of fatalities. Bull breeds are responsible for 65% of fatalities. Rottweilers, 10%. German Shepherds, 4%. Mixed breeds, 3.9%. But look at the difference. So every other one is under 10%, right down to 0% for most small dogs. This is fatalities, of course, not just dog bites. But 65% of fatalities is down to bull breeds. Now, we can't deny that figure. Now, you can blame the owners, you can blame what you want, but it is a statistical fact and it is a statistical figure because my theory is you can't trust a Pekingese. Every dog bites, right? If they get the opportunity to, or if they're provoked into it, or, you know, they're just unpredictable. Dogs are just unpredictable. The best dog in the world could take a nip at you if they get pissed off. It's the only way of communicating anger, right? But if a Pekingese or a little Maltese or a little Yorkshire Terrier takes a bite at you, the worst that's going to happen is a couple of stitches or a few puncture marks on your skin. But if a Staffy or an American Bully takes a lump out of you or bites you, as you said, if it's a young child, it's game over.
Game over. You won't survive it. And if you do survive it, you've seen the damage it's done to kids. You're scarred. You're ruined for life. It's not like you've got a little dog bite on your hand. These things rip your face apart.
And they don't let go. This is the problem. They don't let go.
And if you hit it, it'll actually grip harder. That's a fact. Like, so if you actually try to hit the dog and drag the dog latches on more. They become really popular since COVID in Ireland. I don't know why they came out now. But like I said, they're going for mad money. I don't think there's any reason for people to have them. In general, but look, you can't. I don't tell people what dog they can have and what have. But I put it this way: if I'm on a walk with my kids in the park, I have five kids. If I'm on a walk in the park and someone has a pit bull and it's off the leash, because some people let their dogs off the leash, I just leave the park. I wouldn't walk through, even though that dog probably wouldn't do anything. You know, I'm not taking the risk. Why should you take a risk like that? You know what I mean? There's no need to.
Yeah.
They should be on a muzzle. They should be on a muzzle. And it's grand if you want to let them around your kids in your house. And they're out your back garden, and that's grand. But it's not right, even for postmen. You know, everybody laughs, but, like, people shouldn't have to walk into gardens and there's been American pit bull at a Staffordshire sitting in the garden. You know, people... And it does happen, Noel.
I saw a Staffy sitting in the garden, I wouldn't be going in.
Not a hope. No. But you do see it. I'm sure you see it when you're out walking, you see them in gardens. Like, you know, you do see them. And I just think that you should have a muzzle on. If you have a muzzle on, you can't do any damage.
Okay,
you know,
like, okay. So, well, hang on just for a second. Let me just go to Dave as well. Dave, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Dave?
What's crack, folks?
How you doing, Dave? Nice to talk to you again.
That's the story. Just a quick tangent there for a second, right? Why do dogs hate postmen and postwomen?
Is it the uniform? I don't know.
I know it's a serious subject, and I'm not trying to be flippant here, but I was actually having this conversation with a friend of mine the other day. Like, my dog is a pussy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he wouldn't growl or bark at anybody, but as soon as a postman or postwoman comes into the garden, he goes absolutely ballistic.
It's probably... You know? Most people that call to your door are usually your friends or your relatives or whatever
man,
it is.
No, man. Yeah,
I think it's a territorial thing, is it? I don't know.
No, but I had a lad come in to fix one of those smart meters the other day, and he said, geez, that dog of yours is fierce friendly. He didn't even bark at me. You know?
Then the postman comes in his uniform, and he's going nuts.
As soon as the postman comes in, like, I'll be honest with you, I looked at him one more, and I was like, kind of, geez, fair play, I didn't think you had it in yet. You know, but...
Maybe because he's interfering with the post box or something, I don't know.
I don't know, it's a weird thing. If there's anyone out there who has an answer, text him.
Yeah, if you're a postman or a postwoman, let us know. Okay, but getting back to these bull breeds in general, I mean, even the attacks we've seen here, thankfully, Dave, we really haven't seen any fatalities in this country. I think there's been one in the last 10 years, right?
Jai's living in a small country, though, I suppose. Isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's it. But we are getting bigger, and the dog ownership is growing exponentially, right? So, and we're also seeing a lot of European country people moving to Ireland. They have different breeds of dogs. They use different breeds of dogs. Eastern European people tend to have bull breeds. I'm not saying all of them. I don't want to be generalizing, but they have become more popular with Eastern European people as well. So the point is, we need to be conscious of this, and other countries are considering these kind of things as well, particularly the United States, where they have a big problem with fatalities with these particular breeds and American bullies, etc. But is it time, you know, that we just said, look, this is an unnecessary breed? Sadly, they are responsible for the death of a lot of people. I'm not saying they're the only ones responsible, but, you know, you have to look at the figures, and 65%.
Statistically speaking, they're up there.
Okay. I know you're going to say it's the owner. I'm not going to disagree with you, by the way. I mean, the owner has to be more responsible. Sorry for interrupting you just once, but if you're driving a Fiesta, you know, you have to be responsible. But if you're driving a Ferrari, you have to be more responsible. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, no, of course. But you see, I mean, I know it's different, but you could also say statistically you're more likely to get into an accident if you're driving a particular kind of a car and you're of a particular age and a particular gender, you know what I mean? But we don't say, let's ban the sale of X, Y, and Z cars. No, I know it's not the same. I know it's not the same. But I'm just saying, the best example I can pull out of my arse. But the thing is just, I know people who have staffies, and I know people who take seriously good care. There's a friend of mine, they have two of them, and never in a million years, no matter how much they trust the dogs, no matter how friendly they are, never in a million years would they have them around a kid just to be on the safe side. Because the problem with dogs like that as well, and the younger the child is, if a child is squealing away and it's making all these noises, that can trigger a thing in the dog where their instincts kick in and they see that child as prey. You know, they don't see that child as part of the family unit or part of its own pack. They just go. You know what I mean? Jack Russells do the same thing, but there's a massive difference between a Jack Russell and a Staffy chomping down on your neck. You know, Jack Russell, you give him a boot and he'll run away.
Yeah.
Staffy, you do it and he's going to tear into you a lot harder. But
he's going to take your arm off. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely. I mean, like my young fella, like he's 15 months old. If a Staffy went for him, he's gone. He's dead. You know, and I mean, even like we have a dog here, but I won't let him within 3 or 4 feet of the dog just to be on the safe side.
What sort of dog do you do? What sort of dog do you do?
You see, he's a mix between a King Charles and a Jack Russell. Gorgeous, beautiful
okay.
dog.
Reasonably harmless dog, right? Okay. So
Reasonably harmless dog.
Worst case scenario, I mean, mind you, to a baby, they could do a lot of damage, but worst case scenario, he'll bite and leave a scar, right? But, you know, if a Staffy got his hands on your little baby, that'd be the end of it.
That's it. He's gone. It doesn't matter if I jump in straight away. It's just the damage is done. Either life-altering damage or he's dead.
It's genetically the power, and it's not genetically the temperament of the dog. It's although some people will argue it is, but it's the power of the dog. Look at their faces.
No, it is. And
their faces are like
them,
a foot wide. They've jaws with muscles hanging out of them.
Chest. I mean, Jesus, those dogs have more muscles than I have, for God's sake. Yeah. No, but see, the thing is, though, I mean, like, in theory, it's a good idea. We'll start to phase out the breeding of these dogs. But the problem is you drive it underground. You know what I mean? So there's less in the way of regulation, less in the way of, you know, knowing where your dog came from, knowing the temperament of the parents, knowing the lineage of the dog, knowing whether or not, like, it's a licensed breeder who actually takes pride and care in their work, or Johnny the scumbag down the road who's got a puppy farm in his back shed.
But
you know,
is it mainly, and I'm not saying all Staffy owners, by the way, but why is it mainly Johnny the scumbag that owns the Staffy?
Because Johnny the scumbag likes to walk around in his wife beater and his Nike hat with his buzz staff going, oh, I've got a bigger Mickey than you. That's it. It's a status symbol. You know what I mean? It's look at my dog. He's vicious. So, you know, and I've met people like that and they sicken my stomach, you know, because of them, dogs like that get a bad rep. And it's usually, I don't know, maybe I could be wrong, but like it's people like that, it's irresponsible dog owners that lead to these attacks. What I would love to see is if you want to own a dog like that, prove it. Like, if you want to drive a car, you need a license to drive a car. If I want to get a gun, I have to go and show that
I'm
confident.
And get guard clearance and all sorts of things, yeah.
To get a gun.
Would that be a good suggestion to both of you? I'm going to come to Fiona in a second. But that if you want to own a bull breed or any of the bull breeds that are responsible for all of these attacks,
that are dangerous attacks or fatalities, that you must have a particular license that needs Garda vetting, for example, and all that kind of stuff. So then Johnny the scumbag won't be able to own them.
Yeah, but I would go one step further, though, as well, at the same time. If you own a breed of a dog like that and it attacks somebody, you should be nailed to the wall legally. You should be, like, you know, your punishment should be on par with assault with a deadly weapon or attempted murder. Like, make it clear that if you want to own one of these dogs and if you're going to take the piss and act the gobshite, if your dog harms somebody, you're in a world of trouble. Mm.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Fiona as well. Fiona, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Fiona?
Hi, good evening. How are you? By the way, about the postman thing, I have two Jack Russells. We were talking about them the other night. My Jack Russells will bark at anything. But see, the postman, I have a really small Jack Russell. I never realised she could jump so high as the postbox. wait, let's tell you. So, and every morning we used to see your man's hand coming in and he'd be hesitating, putting in the post. She used to rip the post up and everything. I had to get a postbox put outside.
Because she was tearing up. They see them as a threat.
The fucking teeth marks in the letter. Seriously. And let me tell you, I've Jack Russells and they're pets. But I would not. One of them I trust her own kids, but I still watch her. But the smaller one that used to go for the postman, no, I wouldn't trust her own kids.
Yeah.
And I tell my friends, do not bring your kids down to my house.
Right.
Because she's only used to adults. She's not used to small kids.
And she could bite.
And she could bite. And I would be responsible. And I would have to have her put down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't want to do that. And I agree. Like, I was a taxi driver for many a year. I had to be Garda vetted.
Yeah.
And I don't see why they're not Garda vetted with these dangerous dogs. My mum had a Rhodesian Ridgeback for years. And he was the biggest old pet you ever met. But you come in on his territory and you wouldn't go out with your two legs.
Yeah, well, they're a big dog and a powerful dog. You know what I mean?
Very.
Yeah.
But my son was a baby when they had him. My son could sit in between his legs and he wouldn't touch him, lick him to death.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Fiona. I'm not having a go, right? I wouldn't let a baby sit between his legs.
Well, I wasn't minding.
I'm just saying. I mean, here's the thing. When I do this topic, right, and we put it up on Facebook or we put it up on Twitter or whatever, we have owners of Staffies in particular, because Staffy would be the most common bull breed in Ireland, right? So we would have owners of Staffies, Staffordshire Terriers, or Bull Terriers as they're called, and they send in photographs of their Staffy and the baby asleep on them or something stupid like that. And I'm going, are you mental? Is there something wrong with you that you would do that? That you would allow the dog that kind of access to a baby or a child? You know what I mean? But
I went mad over it myself, but she didn't do it when I was around. Whether she didn't bother telling me afterwards.
Mm.
But I thought you were supposed to have your dogs muzzled when you're out.
You're meant to.
And why was the dog off on his own? Well, you're not supposed to let your dog out roaming the streets anymore.
No.
And you're supposed to be licensed as well. If the guards ask,
the law says,
the dog,
under the Dangerous Dogs Act or the Control Dogs Act.
It came in about three or four years ago.
Well, it was a bit more than that. But anyway, you must be over the age of 16. The dog must be on a lead in any public place or public park. The dog must be on a lead and the dog must be muzzled if it's in the control dogs category.
Yes. And that's what I don't understand. Number one, my dogs never get out to roam the streets on their own.
Mm.
Never. Why are they letting their dogs out? And your man is right, that guy that there just a minute ago. Hold them responsible. Do it like deadly weapon, basically. And let them do time for it.
Well, I would like to think if your dog kills somebody and then it's your fault and you're being irresponsible and you don't have a muzzle on the dog, that you should do time.
But I do... The violence with the dogs, I do genuinely believe that the owners are the ones that are breeding them to be violent.
But either way, whatever way you want to look at it.
They're not born as a puppy violent.
Mm. Okay, whatever way you want to...
As a puppy, they're not born violent, Niall. They are...
No, I understand. No, but they may not be born violent, and that's absolutely true. And again, I want to reiterate that if you have a Staffy, and people who have Staffies are texting in their droves here to say their dog is lovely, that's great. I'm sure he is, right? Or she is. But your Staffy is just as likely to bite as any other breed. But the problem is, if they do bite, they're dangerous because they're so powerful.
They lock. Yeah, and they lock on.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't, their jaws lock. They don't let go until they've either got the bit off it or whatever they want to get. Like, my next door neighbour has one of those Makitas. And he has actually chewed through the fence to try and get at my dogs.
Right.
Chewed, and your man had to put boards up on the fence. So, and if he got a hold of one of my Jack Russells, they're dead.
Do you think we should, I mean, there are certain breeds, you know, there's four or five breeds that are responsible for nearly all the fatalities.
I think it's terrible unfair for every staffy that they have to be phased out.
I'm not suggesting to cull any dogs or kill any dogs or put them down or
but just not
breed them anymore.
Why would we want one?
Why? I mean, I don't know.
No, I understand, but they are going to go underground and breed them underground. That's what they'll do. That's exactly what they're going to do. They do that anyway.
Well, they do, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, they do it anyway. I mean, I'd wait. If I seen a staffy out with one of those lads with the gold tooth and the big chain around his neck walking the road, I'd be going the other way.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Ger as well. Ger, you're in Ireland's Classics Radio. How you doing, Ger?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Ger, should these dogs be phased out? You know, certain breeds that obviously are responsible for the more dangerous attacks.
I personally don't think so, Niall.
Okay.
And I'll explain why. I came to your show late. But look, no dog is born bad. The people that have some of the people that have these dogs that teach them the bad habits, dog baiting, for dog fighting, etc., etc. But you're talking about the Staffordshire Bull Terriers tonight. If you are aware of the...
Or American bullies. Yeah, I'm talking about all bull breeds, really. Yeah.
Well, they are, yeah. But if you take the dog whisperer, Caesar Millan, the famous guy in the States, he had Staffordshire Terriers. And the most gentle dogs you could meet because they were trained properly and disciplined correctly and so on. And there's a lot of people out there that like the breeds. But unfortunately, you have, as the previous caller said, the scumbags walking down the streets in their Nike trainers and their tracksuits and their white socks. And they just get a bad reputation.
It seems to be the dog of choice for the scumbag, doesn't it?
It is, absolutely. Totally and absolutely, yeah. Because a hard man image.
Is it a family pet? Like, if you had young kids, Ger, you know, like 2 and 3 year olds in your house, a family, would you have a staffy?
Well, if I loved that breed under certain
Jesus,
I certainly
wouldn't. I wouldn't have a child near one.
Yeah, but dog. Niall, no child is safe with any dog.
No, I agree. I agree. But you know, if your mate has, you know, I don't know, a Chihuahua or a little or even a Labrador or any of those dogs, you know, if they bite. They do a bit of harm. It'll be puncture wounds. They might end up with a scar and a few stitches. But if they're bitten by a staffy and a staffy attacks them, they're powerful dogs. So they're just as likely to be bitten by any breed. I'm not having a go at the breed. I'm just saying, by the very nature of the fact they're such muscular dogs, you know, I mean, they have really power. Look at their faces. Their jaws are as wide as their face. You know what I mean?
I totally agree. Well, I wouldn't, if I had kids and a staffy, I wouldn't leave the staffy out in the backyard with the kids, obviously.
No.
Because no dog can be trusted with kids, full stop.
Yeah, well, you want to tell that to most people because they seem to trust their dogs with their children. I don't know why.
Oh, but sure, look, Niall, I've seen videos on TikTok and YouTube and you see a staffy licking a baby's face.
Oh, I shudder. I shudder when I even think of it.
Yeah, they're out there, and it's insanity. And those people should be jailed because that's the trouble.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
Like any dog, a dog can have a bad day, can have a toothache, can have a headache, and if you stand on a dog's tail, he's going to react.
Yeah, but... go on.
To get back to your point, no, there are... I don't believe in batting the breeds or phasing them out because there are a lot of people in the world that like that kind of dog.
But a lot of people in the world like drugs, but it's illegal. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, just because people like something, we have to take into consideration the risk factor. And look, there's always a risk factor. You're right to owning a dog. Absolutely, because dogs are unpredictable. They've no way of communicating apart from barking or biting. So we have to take that into consideration. And I would say to everybody, no matter what dog you have, never leave your child unattended with a dog, particularly a young child who can't run away or defend themselves. But there are certain breeds that are clearly more dangerous by their very nature of their power. So surely they're unnecessary. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, where do you draw the line, Niall? I mean, I believe now, I could be wrong, I'm not completely up to date on the Venn diagram, but I believe we used to call them Alsatians.
German Shepherds, yeah.
I think they're on the Venn list.
Well, they're on the control dogs list, yes.
All right, but where do you draw the line?
No, I've no problem with the control. The control dogs list just means that if you own one of these dogs and you're in a public place, that you must put a muzzle on the dog. It must be supervised by somebody over the age of 16. It must be on a lead. So I agree. And there's other dogs on the control dog list. I can't remember the whole list of them, but there's about 10 dogs on the list. A Rottweiler will be on the list as well. Dogs, generally speaking, dogs that are responsible for them for injuring people. Now, I'm not blaming the dog. I'm blaming the owners, because usually the owners are irresponsible in these cases. But that's the point, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, I put it this way, Niall. If a staffy was walking down the road with a guy and he hadn't got a muzzle on, the dog should be seized from, and he should be given a fairly hefty fine, if not a jail.
And I would agree with you, but unfortunately at the moment on Garda Síochána, the resources are stretched enough without them running around, you know, every local area. And by the way, you will find the majority of these dogs, I'm sorry if people get offended by this, are in working class areas. You know, they will be in working, because it's not everybody, but it's a certain type of person that owns these type of dogs.
You're quite right, absolutely. Yeah. I'm not going to argue with that. You're dead right, of course. But I mean, it comes back again to the laws of the country, and you know, we're supposed to have dog wardens going around. I don't know what they do all day, but you know, if I saw, for instance, a guy walking down the street with a staffy without a muzzle, I'd ring the guards, but the guards would probably say, nothing we can do.
Well, hang on, let me just go to John before the break, if I can, because John, you're in Ireland's Classic It's Radio. How you doing, John?
Hi, Niall. How's it going? First time calling the show.
Thanks very much.
Anyway.
Thanks very much.
So, Niall, I do a lot of running, right? I'd be, you know, in Phoenix Park, Porterstown, Millennium Park, and Hearthstown, around Blanchardstown. Basically, I've just run a lot, right? And I've stopped going to Hearthstown early in the morning for the morning run. On any given morning, 8, 9 o'clock, you will see at least 6, maybe 8 last Saturday, bull breeds walking along beside their owners with no lead and no muzzle.
Mm.
You said it's a certain type of owner,
yeah, right?
That guy on the call there. It's always a certain kind of owner, right?
Of course, yeah.
You know, okay, you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah, Johnny the scumbag.
You do see the old lady walking as well. There was an old lady walking along, bloody pit bull walking along beside her.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right? I stopped going there because it only takes one angry little dog to snap.
See, and the thing is, if you're jogging, and that's what I'm saying, if you're jogging past one and you startle him, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's not the dog's fault, but that's the end of it.
You just don't know.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
That's the end of your ankle.
But anyway, yeah. That's the end of your ankle or whatever. Like,
yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's always Hearthstone. You don't see it in any other park. Bit of a shame.
Yep.
But that's the way it is, you know.
And with that, this is when it comes back to what I said to Ger earlier on, and I'm not being politically correct about it, but I have to say the facts.
Call a spade a spade.
It's working class areas.
Call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
Yeah, call a spade a spade, right? It's usually the guys you don't want to be hanging around, all right? Usually.
Yeah.
But there was a little old lady as well.
Okay, so the breed, look, we all agree that it's generally the owners are irresponsible when they have these breeds, but we also all agree that the breed is a powerful breed and can do a lot of damage. So is it necessary, John? Do you believe that we should, when we, thankfully here in Ireland, we haven't got to that point yet. Although, you know, this attack of this little lad, which I read out at the start of the show,
shocking.
Yeah. I mean, the little lad would be left traumatized for the rest of his life, terrified of dogs, and he has scars all over his shoulder and his back, right? And then we had a little lad in Wexford last year was nearly killed. He was on RT News. He had to have life-saving plastic surgery. His face was in bits. Everything. I mean, this can't continue. And it's always the same breeds.
So, it's always the same breeds. And oddly enough, you mentioned German Shepherds. It's never German Shepherds, really, that are attacking in public.
No, because German Shepherds are few and far between nowadays anyway, you know.
And the ones that are around my neighbourhood, I live in Blanchard Town, and the ones are in the neighbourhood, their owners are... But the two
other breeds that you would think of when you think of, you know, dogs that would be powerful and aggressive, right, would be German Shepherds and Rottweilers, right? And again, I'm looking at the stats here from 2005 to 2017. German Shepherds are responsible for 4.6% of fatalities. Rottweilers are responsible for 10.4% of fatalities. Pit bull breeds are responsible for 65% of fatalities. That's more than every other breed put together.
Yeah. Tells you all you need to know. And you kind of, I can understand, it's just the world we live in. I understand why you might want a Rottweiler or a German Shepherd. They're good guard dogs.
I don't understand it personally, but
security. I get it.
If you have children, I don't understand why you'd want any dog like that. No. Personally.
No. Stick to the little puppies or King Charles or something. Yeah. You know, like
just, something that's not gonna do an awful lot of damage.
Well, yeah. But the pit bulls, forget it.
Yeah, see,
any other bully breed.
Yeah, Jared doesn't necessarily, he agrees with a lot of what you're saying, I think, Jared, but he doesn't agree with what you're saying in relation to not having them if you have a pet or family.
Yeah.
Jared would have one. Jared, you'd have one if you had a family, wouldn't you?
It depends on the kids.
So, hey, Jared.
The line is just breaking up there.
You said you'd have one if you had a family. You wouldn't mind. You didn't really see that problem, was it?
I actually, if I like that.
Okay, well, we're losing your line a bit there. Anyway, we've got to go into break. Listen, thank you, John. Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Fiona. Thank you to everybody so far who got involved. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Question quite simply is it time when we... I mean, how many times do I have to read a story on the air? And you're all probably going, you do this topic a lot, Niall. I know. So, I mean, this is emphasising the problem. At least four times a year, we have a story where somebody's been attacked by a dog almost to their death in this country. And in the UK and America and many other places, to their death. And they're always children under the age of 10, usually smaller. Now, you can argue maybe the child provoked the dog. I don't know, but that's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. Somebody's texted in and says, Niall, you don't know the full story. The child may have frightened the dog. I don't care. It's a child. Don't put a dog before a child. The child comes first. No matter what, I don't care if the child stuck his finger up the dog's ass. It doesn't matter. You're responsible for your dog. The dog shouldn't be in a position where the child gets the opportunity to pull his ear, pull his tail, or stick his finger in his ass, whatever it happens to be. What I'm saying to you is, statistically, and we have to look at facts, that certain breeds are responsible for more savage attacks and more fatalities. And if you're a Staffy owner, you're a Bulldog, an American Bully owner, or any of these pit bull type breeds, that you're part of those statistics. And some of you are probably really good owners and really responsible owners, and fair play to you. I'm not having a go at your dog, but your dog is powerful and should never be left with a child unattended. I personally believe they're unnecessary. You know what I mean? So I'm asking you, should we breed them out? Should we ban the breeding of them? I'm not saying cull them. I'm not saying do any harm to them, but just ban the breeding of them. So in 15, 20 years' time, they just won't exist anymore. Remember, by the way, people will go, oh, you can't do that. No, I'm making an animal extinct. You're not making an animal extinct. We created them. As you all know, dogs came from foxes and wolves. So we created domestic breeds of dogs by interbreeding. So we created all
Ireland's
these
breeds. Classic Hits Radio.
All right, some of your texts and WhatsApp that are coming in at the moment, just to let you know, by the way, 84% of people on our Twitter poll said they wouldn't keep one of these dogs as a family pet. That was the question we asked you. 84%. 12% said they would, and 4% said they didn't know. I don't know who doesn't know. You know, well, unless they don't know what the dog is about. Some of the texts, by the way, What the Feck says they should be banned outright. Silver Bull says on Twitter, depends on the dog's temperament. And Jer Stapleton says, not an effing hope. I love pit bulls. I think they're the sweetest dogs, but I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. Some of the Facebook comments coming in. Top fan Damien Burke says, in all honesty, the attention here in Ireland has been stopping certain people breeding. Another person, Michael O'Kerriga, says owners should be looking at time in prison. Dog destroyed immediately. Eric Byrne says, don't ban them, kill them. Horrible, dangerous things. Oh, my. Okay, some people really have an opinion. Now, let me go to Rosalind. Rosalind, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Sorry about the delay there, Rosalind. Do apologise.
How you doing? Thanks, Mullin.
Rosalind, now, do you believe they... Well, do you believe they're suitable for a family pet?
Depending on the family, I know that as far as the Staffordshire Bull Terrier is concerned, which I have, I would not have children around that, and I'd certainly be very careful in relation to having children in the house while the Staffordshire is there. And not for any other reason other than you neither know the response of the Staffordshire nor the response of children. So both are quite unpredictable. And that would be my understanding of both animal and child.
Well, yes, yeah, you don't know what a child can do to an animal to provoke the animal in the first place. But here's the thing, if a child provokes a Chihuahua or a Jack Russell or a little terrier, at worst he's going to get a bit of a bite. If he provokes your Staffy, at worst he could be dead.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you 100%. You have to realise the power that's in the dogs, and that's why I would say a lot of the time I wouldn't have children around my Staffy. The only children that I would ever have around is if they were supervised and the dog was supervised by me. They would certainly never be left alone. I have taken Staffies from the pound. I've taken Staffies from, you know, foster placements, from Dogs Trust and stuff like that. And I've also had Mastiffs. But I think the owners have to be really responsible in recognising the... Yeah.
Okay, well, hang on. I have to go to two more people just before the break because I'm running a bit behind today. Let me go to Teresa as well. Teresa, you've heard Rosalind. She has a Staffy. She doesn't like children near the dog for that very reason, but doesn't see any harm in having them.
I think I have to agree with a few of your callers tonight. Even the first, you know, they all kind of made the same. My friend has a Staffy. I actually sent a picture in there to you, man, with the lamb that just went up. They just got a lamb.
Yep.
But I honestly do believe the emphasis has to be on the law. It has to be implemented. We can't, if guys can't do it, then they need dog wardens, because if a dog does that, I mean, he should be put down. Seriously, that's my belief. And I love dogs. I you know, read with them. But I do think them dogs, no, they don't have a purpose in a home. That's me. I don't want to generalize because my friend is a Staffy and I love them, and I know my kids love them. But But I just feel that you know, I and when you started the conversation, what I heard when I was driving was that nothing. I just thought from what I was told that if a dog bites a person, that they're put down.
They generally are. They should be. Yes.
You know what I mean? Because, I mean, obviously, like that little child I was on about. But, yeah, and I don't really understand. I was attacked myself. I was walking my own dog there. I think it was last year in Lochray, and the dog pulled the owner across the road, the Alsatian. Now, I love Alsatians, but he pulled her, and he went to get my little Bronski, and he got me in the leg. And I'm telling you, I'm terrified walking. I've been attacked twice now with my little dog.
And when you are attacked, it does put fear in you for doing it again then, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I just think for me now, like this has been going on a lot. You know, they should definitely, they need to emphasise the law. And if you have one of them dogs, and actually you educated me tonight now, I didn't know about huskies, but I must check now because my lad is a Pomsky, so he's a Siberian husky mother and a Pom father. But I mean, and I don't know if I'm supposed to have a muzzle on him. It was just when you were
I think you were meant to. I'll ask Jane, actually. Jane, if you can have a look under the Controlled Dogs Act. I think they are on the list. I'm not 100% sure. Jane will have a look for me now in a second. But let me just go to John as well here in Cork. John, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, John?
Hi, how are things?
Yeah, I'm very short of time here, John. Make it quick, or I might just keep you until after the break as well. But go on.
I think if you have dogs already, like a couple will say, right, they're married or living together, whatever. But the minute the baby comes in the front door, the dog goes out the back door. The dog is gone. You don't have dogs around children. I saw recently there, which was a Friday tonight, there's on Facebook there, someone brought up a picture of their dog and sitting inside in the bay, a big bloody mongrel head up in them now, right, and a staffy, right? And the child, they've got cushions all around the child, and the child giggling away, and the dog. I swear to Christ, I had to turn it off.
And that's asking for trouble, really, isn't it? Yeah, and I think even Rosalind, who owns one, would agree that's asking for trouble.
Yeah, I mean, that child's head would be taken off. The parents wouldn't even get... You would not get near that child fast enough. The dog would have it in bits.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.